Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, bring whatever you have. I have it all for you. Though you come stumbling and imperfect into my church and into my presence, remember I work things for my good to do as I will and purpose. I receive your uncertainties and insecurities. I accept my children in all their imperfections. As you seek me, as you surrender, I will do my work on the potter's wheel to mold and shape you. Know that I am perfected in your weakness and imperfections. Do not let your failures and inconsistencies keep you from me. I am calling you to come. Lay down whatever you can, and I will multiply it as I did with the loaves and fishes. It is my promise to protect you and lead you along the still waters and through the turbulent storms. Keep knocking. Keep seeking me. I promise to meet you in all your imperfections and promise to keep molding you into who I am. Is this you? Do you see yourself stumbling in your confidence to come to Jesus in a bigger way? Are you paralyzed by your ineptitude and waffling in your faith? So you avoid being a hypocrite in your own minds and eyes, we stay away. We have nurtured the lie that it is too hard. This is easier. It's a lie. We forget that he already knows. How can he fill you with his love and mercies when you are so full of ourselves? Oh, but I have tried, you say. I understand more than you know. But he knows that too. He is the one calling you to come in all your imperfections. And when you do, as you do, he is working in you. And those dark places begin to fall back. They begin to have less influence on you. You begin to recognize the faith in believing that it is he that will empower you to change. It is his spirit that takes away the old and polishes you over time into the very image of himself. He gave us our breath. Each one follows another. He not only made the universe, he, in his great power, sustains it in every millisecond of time. If he were to stop, so would everything cease to exist. When we use our breath to worship him, we offer our life back to him in praise. He is at the heart of it all. He gives us life itself, and we can return like the single leper, or we can walk away thankless like the other nine. Read the prophecy again. Take it in. Empty yourself of you and take in his Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, he is ready to meet you. Whatever you have to bring, he will multiply it. Humble yourself and see God. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.